Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Aditya Vision Limited, hosted by Nuvama Professional Client Group. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Group. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good day, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Professional Client Group, I welcome you all to Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Aditya Vision Limited. We take this opportunity to thank management of Aditya Vision for giving us the opportunity to host this post-earnings conference call. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Yashovardhan Sinha, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. Yosham Vardhan, Whole-time Director. I now hand over the call to the management to share highlights of the result, post which we will open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, Sinha ji.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are pleased to welcome you all to our earnings conference call for Q1 FY24, highlighting the financial performance and strategic decisions made by the company. We are thrilled to announce this exceptional growth in revenue and profit, which are testament to the hard work and dedication of our team, unwavering support from our suppliers, as well as the loyalty of our valued customers. Throughout this period, we have remained committed to achieving sustainable growth while maintaining transparency and good governance. Our investor presentation has been uploaded on the exchange, and we hope that you have had the opportunity to review it. Our company, Aditya Vision Limited, had a very strong quarter across all financial parameters in spite of an unfavorable environment. As you all are aware, this year's summer season witnessed unseasonal rains during most part of April and May. In fact, it started in March last financial year only and continued through April and May, which impacted demand for the compressor products. However, June experienced normal summer, which led to a robust recovery and resulted in our highest-ever quarterly revenue. Despite unseasonal rain affecting the peak summer season, we were able to achieve this remarkable growth. Our operational revenue increased by 46.23% YOY to rupees 641.23 crores, compared to rupees 438.51 crores in Q1 FY23. In line with our revenues, our PBT increased by 47.12% YOY to 49.33 crores, compared to rupees 33.53 crores, and our PAT increased by 41.26% YOY to rupees 37.42 crores, compared to rupees 26.49 crores in Q1 FY23. Bihar contributed the most to our top line with nearly 88%, Jharkhand and UP contributing 10% and 2% respectively. UP, in fact, we have just started in March itself. So this strong growth was fueled by the rise in scale of operations, increased contributions from our new stores reaching maturity, as well as prudent inventory management. As stated in our inaugural earnings call, there remains seasonality in our business, and hence it cannot be comparable sequentially quarter-over-quarter. As mentioned in our inaugural earnings call, our inventory remains highest on March 31st, 2023, due to strategic reasons where we adopt an aggressive inventory acquisition approach to be well prepared for peak summer sales and to avoid stockout situations of compressor products. At the end of this quarter, there is a decrease in inventory level by approximately rupees 33 crores, that is from 293 crores as on March 31, 2023, to rupees 260 crores as on June 30, 2023, leading to an optimal level of inventory. As a result, the net debt of the company reduced by 93 crores to rupees 91.79 crores as on June 30, 2023, compared to rupees 185.40 crores as at March 31, 2023. This was possible due to reduction in the level of inventory, profits and consumption of accrued input tax credits. During the quarter, the company continued its momentum in store expansion and opened 12 new store showrooms, out of which 5 were in Bihar, 2 in Jharkhand and 5 in Uttar Pradesh. The total store count as of today stands at 117 stores. We are at a stage of hyperscaling where our company has opened 24 new showrooms in the last 6 months. Keeping up with this momentum, we now aim to open 8 to 12 more new stores in next 3 months before festive season, perhaps, surpassing our initial target of 125 stores, which was to be opened in entire fiscal financial year 24. In FY23, we executed our expansion plans in Jharkhand and entered Uttar Pradesh. Building on our success of being the largest electronic retailer in the underpenetrated markets of Bihar, we replicated this strategy and further ventured into the untapped markets of Hindi heartland states. As a result, while we have entered Jharkhand in FY22, we have already established ourselves as the largest consumer electronic retailer in Jharkhand. The overwhelming response from our new customer in this state brings us great satisfaction and further ignite our drive to continue expanding. In March 2023, we expanded our operations in Uttar Pradesh and have 8 operational stores in UP as on date. Our efforts in Uttar Pradesh are gaining momentum and we are fully dedicated to broadening our customer base while delivering innovative products, exceptional customer experiences and consistent growth. Our team shares a strong commitment to creating value for our customers, investors, suppliers, employees, and all other stakeholders. This commitment drives us to strive for excellence in all aspects of our business as we move forward with our expansion journey. Further, I'm delighted to inform you all that our company has entered the BSE top 1000 list of companies with market cap as on 31st March 23 and stood at 763rd position. As per Regulation 17 of SEBI LODR Regulation 2015, there is a requirement for top 1000 listed entities by market cap to have at least one independent woman director. In view of fulfilling this requirement, it gives me great pleasure to extend a warm welcome to CA Apeksha Ajiwal, who joins our board as non-executive independent director. She is an immensely qualified practicing chartered accountant and a member of ICAI. Lastly, our company had an outstanding quarter, as can be seen from our exceptional results. In quarter Q1 FY24, we have already achieved nearly half of our revenues for the entire financial year 23. Continuing on this positive momentum, we remain confident of our future and in our ability to set new benchmarks. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mrs. Yosham Vardhan to provide an overview of the financial highlights for the quarter. Over to Yosham.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are thrilled to present the strong financial performance of Q1 FY24. Here is an overview of our financial results. In Q1 FY24, our revenue experienced a YOY increase by 46.23% and reached 641.23 crores, resulting from the increase in the scale of operations. We successfully maintained gross margin above 15%, driven by an optimal product mix. The profit after tax for the quarter increased by 47.12% and reached 49.33 crores, and profit after tax for the quarter increased by 41.26% and reached 37.42 crores, primarily driven by prudent financial management and growth strategy. EBITDA for the quarter increased by 40.6% and reached 63.30 crores. As previously mentioned, our store count reached 117 in Q1 FY24. We opened 12 new showrooms in this quarter, 5 new stores in Bihar, 2 stores in Jharkhand, and 5 stores in Uttar Pradesh. We can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Saurabh Mehta from East Lane Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations on the very strong results. I have 3-4 questions for you today. Firstly, sir, wanted to understand the potential of stores in the 3 states we operate and the 3 states we plan to venture out over the next 5-7 years. If you could give a broad idea statewise. The second question is the regions like the Hindi heartland and the eastern region we are operating out of. If you can give some demand drivers for us, is it increased income, better availability of electricity? Because the outlook we get from the OEMs is slightly on the negative side in terms of end markets. So just wanted to gauge how are we seeing the growth. So the third question is on the gross and EBITDA margins, how to think about those, especially in terms of the changes in the mix of our sales. And the last question was, wanted some perspective on the SSG for mature and new stores. Yes, sir.
What was the first question? Get your first question.
So the first question is, wanted to understand the potential of the stores we could open over the next 5-7 years in the 6 states. The 3 states we are already in, Jharkhand, Bihar, Jharkhand and UP, and the next 3 states, MP, Chhattisgarh and West Bengal. Like, what is the broad, basically, potential we see we could reach to?
In fact, we have already guided that we intend to open 25 stores every coming year. So our guidance, initial guidance was we would have reached 125 store by this end of this financial year and 150 store by 25. So this was our guidance. As far as state is concerned, we'll be opening another 10 to 12 store in Jharkhand, and major store expansion will be, of course, in Eastern Uttar Pradesh, where we intend to open another 25 stores altogether. Going forward, what you asked that in next 3 to 5 years, if we move to Chhattisgarh and parts of western parts of West Bengal, we'll be looking for around 15 stores in Chhattisgarh and another 10 to 12 stores on the bordering areas of West Bengal.
Sure, sir. So, if you could give some idea in terms of what are the demand drivers in these states, sir?
Absolutely. Demand driver, the biggest demand driver, as you said, that there is a major thrust of electrification is going on in this part of India. And there is definitely improvement of power situation. Secondly, we find that there is steady increase in disposable income of consumers. Third will be, in fact, penetration of retail financing to remotest of places. And since now KYC, after the Aadhaar card, KYC is very, very easy for even a person from a rural area. So it's a very easy for to get obtained retail finance. This, of course, it just boosts our bill cut size also and affordability also. So these are some big growth drivers. Not to forget that this is the least penetrated geography of entire India in terms of consumer durables.
Right. Right, sir. Right. And sir, if you could talk about gross margin, EBITDA margin, you clearly give a guidance in your presentation of 13%-15%. But wanted to see how the sales mix increasingly, like if we have a higher share of mobile phone sales in future, would it change it? So how to just look at the margins, more quality?
Actually, it all depends. We understand that there is a lesser margin in mobiles than IT products and all. But we have been giving guidance from 12%-15% will be definitely our gross margin. We are always striving very hard to maintain it at around 15%. And we are very much pretty confident to maintain anything between 13%-15%.
Okay. So lastly, on SSG, like how to think about SSG for mature stores versus new stores?
SSG, we have, in fact, our SSG was quite strong in this Q1. Overall, SSG was 28%. And since we have added so many stores, newly added stores are around 24. 24 stores have been newly added. So SSG is pretty, I think it's very, very strong.
Got it. So just wanted to get a sense that, like, you know, when we open a store and we probably assume in 3 years the store will be a mature store. So what should be the SSG going forward after the stores becomes mature?
In fact, historically, we have been finding that even if when our growth story was quite slow, they were slowly growing, but our SSG remained, even for matured stores, our SSG remained above 15%. It varies from 15% to 20%. And for very matured stores, it is 10%-15%.
Got it. Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for all the insights, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in a bit.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Praveen Sahay from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question and many congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question is, if you can give me the last year, FY24 or first quarter FY24 contribution from the Bihar and the Jharkhand?
Yeah. We could give you that figure. In fact, Q1 2024 gave 10% revenue came from Jharkhand, and 88% revenue came from Bihar. And just UP, since we had just started, we chipped in with 2%.
No, sir, I was asking about the last year, same quarter. So Q1 FY23, and also for a full year, FY24, 23, if you can give me these numbers.
So last year, Jharkhand was not there. So it was negligible. Jharkhand was not there. Only Bihar, it came from Bihar.
Okay. Okay. And second thing is on the SSG. So if I look at, you know, the store addition from last year, same quarter, 88 stores now reached to 117, and that gives me around 33% of uptake. So fair to assume that the rest, like out of 46, 33 is a new addition, new store addition, and the rest is from same store sales growth?
I could not get your question.
The number you are giving up for 28% of SSG numbers, it looks very high. So that's why I just wanted to understand. Hello?
Our growth is 47%, and 28% is our same store sales growth. So this is it. What else do you want to know from this?
Okay. Okay. Got it. Sir, next question is related to the Jharkhand. As you had mentioned, that's the largest, you become the largest retailer in the Jharkhand with the 18 stores only. So there is no competition as such?
This is what we have been saying. There is no organized retail chain there except Reliance Digital and Croma. We are the largest retail chain right now in Jharkhand.
With the 18 stores, you become a largest. Okay, great. Second question is related to the other expenses, which has increased significantly. Can you give some, color on that?
It includes, in fact, other expenses includes since we are opening new stores, so plenty of traveling is required. Rent expenses have gone up, if you'll find. So even when you have a very good sale, then your other expenses also goes up, like miscellaneous expenses goes up, or finance charges goes up. So finance charge in the sense that I mean DBT charges from retail financers, that comes up. So freight also goes up. So these are the charges which will be elevated only due to rising sales.
Okay, and the last question, sir, from my side is contribution of the financing. So how is in the East three states? In your stores, contribution from the financing?
Right now, our entire sale, almost 40% of our sale comes from retail financing.
So that's there in the Bihar, and the similar story for other two states as well, where you started just now?
Not very similar, I'll say, but there is similarity.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. When you refer to a matured store, what kind of revenue per square feet or revenue per store you usually is that matured store at? If you could help us to understand. And you gave the store count in terms of expansion that you added 12 stores in quarter one. It would be nice if you could tell us what is the square feet expansion that happened in quarter one FY24, and what is the square feet expansion that you're looking in FY24 as a whole on a base number, whichever you want to give for FY23.
Effectively, we count a store as matured when they give us a sale of between 12 to 18 crores.
Okay.
Typically, these are the stores which we find that these are matured, and now in next leg, same store sale growth for these matured ones will be at around 15 to 20%. Secondly, what you asked that
additional question. So when they are growing at 10 to 15%, then why do you call it as matured at 12 to 18?
Matured because 15 to 20%, I said, that matured stores, which are just almost 3 years old, they are typically, their SSG is between 15-20%. So we call it matured store because otherwise, these stores will be going up by, let us say, 100% every year. If it starts from 12, it will become 9, 12 in 3 years. So that growth will not be sustainable going forward for that high number.
Okay.
And secondly, you asked about the square feet expansion. This figure we will be giving half yearly only.
Okay. And lastly, sir, this initially you had 25 store addition in FY24. Will that change considering that you opened 12 stores in the first quarter?
Yes, we may improve upon it depending on. In fact, we'll be preparing ourselves for the festive season right throughout this quarter too. So festive season will be the quarter three. So we don't do expansion work during that quarter because we have got a lot of work to do in festive season to have that spike in sales. There is such a big spike in sales. So Q3 remains very low on our expansion. So we have been targeting that we can open another 8 to 12 stores before festive season. And then we are going to start from December onwards. December, January onwards. We are going to start on new stores.
Okay. Thank you very much and all the best to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Renjit Sivaram from Mahindra Manulife Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, audible?
Yes,
sir, you are very much audible.
Yeah, hi. Congrats on good set of numbers, sir. So just with this SSG stores growth of 27%, is there any particular category which led to this growth? Because seasonality of some of this air conditioners and air coolers will be this quarter. Is that the reason that we were able to show this 27% growth?
Yes, of course, Mr. Bhavi, this compressor, all compressor products, they have given us a very good spike in sales.
Okay, so probably then next quarter onwards, that might kind of normalize, right?
Yeah, it normalizes. Current quarter, we'll be focusing more on washing machines, dryers, water purifiers, TVs, microwaves, mobile, laptop, and other all new launches of mobiles. So this is the quarter where we focus on these products. And Q1 always remains the best quarter in entire financial year.
Okay, and for the full year, what kind of SSG store SSG growth can we look at? What's your assessment?
It will be difficult for me to give this guidance in Q1 after Q1 result. I think it will be better if you ask me this question after the first half year.
Okay. Sure. Thanks, and that's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Ankush Agrawal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for taking my question and congrats on a great set of numbers. So I just wanted to understand a little bit more on the growth that we have seen during the quarter. So like you mentioned and like everyone in the industry know that the April and May were pretty bad for the consumer durable industry as such. So can you give me a split of what kind of growth you saw during April and May and what kind of growth you saw during June that led to such a big quarter for you?
We had a growth of around 15-20% during those two dull months, April and May. And there was a huge surge of pent-up demand also because of lesser growth in two quarters. And it was really very pretty bad situation. The temperature was sub 30 degree all the time. So overall, but the June contributed the most. And that is how the growth has come.
Okay, so if you say that 15-20% growth was seen in April and May, that means June would probably be more like 70-80% kind of growth for us to achieve this, like 46% kind of number.
Yes, you can assume that, yes.
Okay. That was all, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
So congratulations on good set of numbers. So just wanted to know, except for our company, most of the other electronic retailers have been facing a very tough time. And even the retailers which are operating in the eastern region, for Kolkata-based company and other things, they are also in loss, I believe. So how come we are able to come out best in that besides the geography? What have been the other factors, sir?
And this is what I have been telling all throughout. This is the least penetrated market in entire India, and this is the reason why we are operating in Hindi heartland. So you are very much correct. In fact, all the even OEMs were under tremendous pressure in this quarter, but we did very well during this period because we can say very safely that we were our locations were very good, well selected. Our choice of states are good. So this is all I can say that, yes, our policies were very nice.
And so now we are coming into UP, wherein the competition level, I believe, is much more than what we were having, especially in the tier 2-3 towns of Bihar. For example, Value Plus Retail chain is there. in UP and how is the competition intensity in UP and how we plan to tackle it, sir?
We don't think that there will be much competition as far as Aditya Vision is concerned, because as you know that we have got a very different way of in fact marketing and sales strategy, and we are very confident that we are going to have the same type of result what we have been getting in past.
And sir, coming to our valuations, I believe on the market cap to sales basis, if we compare our retail store with the other retail companies like Metro, Ethos, Campus, we are still very cheap, sir. And what can be done to sort of increase the valuation, because the numbers for us are quite good and we are sort of performing very well. The NSE listing, I believe, can help us out in that manner, and more this con call which you are doing and the analyst meets also is helping out. So what's your say on NSE listing and other things, sir? How can our visibility and valuations improve, sir?
It is getting better and better, I suppose, Vivek. In fact, we are looking forward to put ourselves listed in NSE also next year, in very early next financial year. And I think gradually market is digesting the fact that a company from Bihar is doing so well. It is quite difficult for the market to understand this. But gradually, they are. I think valuations are will catch up.
Yeah, you're very correct, sir. I remember your listing ceremony when Mr. Ajay Thakur was very proud of the fact that first time a company from his hometown of Patna is being listed, and that was really a great experience. He would be a very happy person today. In the thing, and yes, the doubt is there coming from the SME background, coming from Bihar, a lot of doubt created, but yes, you will have to put in a lot of work, and IR, I believe, is also have to put in a lot of good work to increase the visibility and the things. And lastly, sir, about this, is the power distribution now in Bihar under the private hands, sir, so that that load chori kam hai and load shedding is also less, that is also helping us out in our region of operation, sir?
Yes, sir, because of technology, newer meters and so many computerization, this has come down. So power theft is now negligible in urban areas, totally negligible. So this has led to improvement in the entire infrastructure also. And still it is controlled by companies, but the companies are owned by government only.
Yeah, but because if the case of private distribution in select region in UP, for example, in Agra and Greater Noida, the power sector is almost nil. But yes, in the UP PCCL region, the still situation remains the same, more or less, as older time. We have to sort of, but Bihar, I believe, is the franchise distribution is happening. Private players are involved in the distribution, so their situation is helping us out. In Bihar,
no private distributor is there in Bihar. Initially, they were experimenting by giving it to some private players, but now they have taken it back.
Okay, Bhagalpur and Mujaffarpur put taken back, right? Government. Okay.
नहीं गया भी मिला था लोगों को गया दिया गया था कलकत्ता की कंपनी को कोलकाता की कंपनी को उन्होंने उनको वापस हो गया. अभी दो ही कंपनी हुए, एक साउथ बिहार पावर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन और एक नॉर्थ बिहार पावर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन.
ओके थैंक यू फॉर सिटी ऑफ द लक ऑल दी कंग्रेचुलेशन वंस अगेन ऑन द ग्रेट परफॉर्मेंस सर.
थैंक यू. वी हैव अ नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अक्षत मेहता फ्रॉम समीक्षा कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
हेलो.
यस प्लीज गो अहेड.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had a couple of questions for the company. One thing that I want to understand is that since you opened so many stores over the last 6 months and you're going forward also, there's a good chance that you'll open many stores. Can you just guide me as to what is the format of the stores that have been opened? Like, are they more large format stores? Are they more smaller format zip stores? You know, what is the kind of stores that you opened more?
We have only out of 24 stores we have opened, eight stores are small format stores, and rest 16 are all large format stores.
And going forward also, is our plan to open more larger stores or smaller stores?
No, more large format stores will come up. What we were doing that there were some gaps between district headquarters, and we tried to fulfill that those gaps because distance was quite large. Population was also very large populated district. So what we did, we are trying, and we will be, opening 5-6 more stores, small format stores, to fill that gap where business is good, which we come to know because of financing activities in those areas.
Okay.
Which
is
why we don't recommend.
Secondly, I want to ask that between different states that you have, Bihar, Jharkhand, and UP, is there any difference in terms of margins or, you know, the capex that you require for a store or working capital, you know, in those economics? Is there any difference?
Which is very insignificant. So, I'll comment anything. It's not very significant. It is all similar.
Okay. Okay. And, okay. So, thirdly, I want to ask that this quarter you've told that there's some 2 crores of ESOP expenses that have included in employee costs. So, can you give some details about the employee stock option plan that you've come out with? And going forward, what will be the ESOP expense number that will be coming in our results?
We'll be providing a total of 2 crore per quarter in this financial year. And an impact of ESOP will be negligible from next year onwards. And these ESOPs have been given at a various, even micro level of micro level staff also. We have given ESOP to even cashiers, very old guards, warehouse keepers, branch managers. Each and every branch manager has got ESOP. So we have distributed it very well. And I think that these are the things which has propelled our growth also, because at the micro level, everybody is working as it is their own company. So this expense will be, this is a notional expense which comes in, which is credited to share premium account only. So no cash is taken out from the company. Okay. No cash goes out of the company.
Okay. One more accounting question is, can you give me the cash and bank balance at the end of the quarter if you have that number?
Cash and bank balance, I can give it to you. Cash and bank balance will be around, you won't need to know deposits also?
I think deposit present 12 months, right, also included in cash and bank balance.
We have got cash and cash equivalent is around 7.5 crores. And deposits in banks will be around 82 crores.
Okay. 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 Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Krisha Kansara from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
So I was saying congratulations on such a wonderful set of numbers. My first question is regarding segmental numbers. So if you could give us a breakup as to how much of your sales is being generated from, let's say, ACs versus TVs and versus other categories. And also because we generated 46% YOY growth in this quarter, so I wanted to know which particular category contributed to this quarter's growth.
Actually, my answer to your first question, we cannot give because we do not share such such information and which category is doing, because it becomes competitive for other OEMs, because they start to press us to get those that type of share in their counter also. So we do not give this figure. And for second, what did you ask? You said that. What was your second question?
So my second question was related to that only, that this 46% YOY growth which we reported in this quarter, so which particular category?
That we can tell you. Actually, compressors have contributed to the large extent. In fact, room ACs, refrigerators, air coolers, and all compressor products, even commercial refrigerators, they have contributed, in fact, largely for this turnover.
Okay, sir. And so my second question is regarding advertisement expense. So what was our advertisement expense in this quarter?
In fact, it is around 3.05 crores.
3.05 crores.
And it includes hospitality also.
Okay. And so do you see this coming down in the near future once you establish your presence in your geography like UP and Jharkhand?
I could not get you. Can you speak clearly?
Yeah. So, sir, I was saying that do you see this expense coming down in the near future when, once we establish our presence in these newer geographies?
I do not think that this expense, neither we want to bring it down. We will be sticking to between 1 to 1.25% of our sales on our expenses, marketing and advertisement expenses.
Okay. Okay, and sir, if you could break down the advertisement expense, so how much was specifically spent for Uttar Pradesh?
We cannot break it because when we go for print media advertisement or for digital media advertisement as well, it is, in fact, all our stores are covered through a single newspaper. So it will be very difficult for us to point out that this expenditure was made only for Uttar Pradesh. We can tell you that what expenses we incur for opening new stores, which is around 2 to 5 lakh rupees per branch.
Okay.
Over 1 year.
Hello.
It is over 1 year or six months. Whenever you find that it is now enough.
Okay. Sir, one last question. So, because you mentioned that April and May saw weaker footfalls, so I just wanted to know the current status on the demand part. So, are you seeing any slowdown in the consumer demand side? Because this quarter we reported a very good growth number. So I just wanted to understand if this is geography specific or other players in other geographies are also realizing this kind of strong demand.
It will be difficult for me to comment on other players, but demand was very strong in the geography where we are operating. So this geography has done extremely well. And even though 2 months were very sluggish according to us, but still June quarter took care of almost the entire quarter. So, and right now we are facing it, demand is quite good even now. During rainy season, monsoons of course becomes sluggish, but I think demand is good.
Okay, so that's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amit Jaiswani from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Sanaji, thank you. Super performance, Sanaji. Super growth on all counts. Sanaji, now you've gone, your net debt is down to 90 crores. Sanaji, accelerator dabake, you think 140 stores is possible this year? Because Sanaji, opportunity to hai. And you have the execution capability to make it large. Do you think, Sanaji, this year itself we'll be able to touch 140 stores?
Chali, Amit ji, chali, done. 140 hoga.
Done, Sanaji. Sanaji, ek aur question.
Yes.
Jharkhand, we have done, so 140 stores done. Jharkhand, we have done about 65 crores this quarter. हमने 18 स्टोर झारखंड में खोला है, मोटा मोटी 45 करोड़ रुपए इन्वेस्ट किया है, 2.5 करोड़ पर स्टोर के हिसाब से। झारखंड जैसा ही आएगा यूपी में, बिकॉज योर ROICs आर वेरी लार्ज इन झारखंड इन द फर्स्ट ईयर इटसेल्फ, सिन्हा जी यूपी में भी ऐसा ही ट्रैक्शन आ रहा है इन व्हाट डू यू थिंक सिन्हा साहब, बिकॉज वी आर एक्सेलरेटिंग इन यूपी नाउ।
थोड़ा इसको ऐसे सोचना पड़ेगा अमित जी कि Q1 हम लोग का सबसे बड़ा होता है, तो जो Q1 ये जो झारखंड के मोस्ट ऑफ द स्टोर्स जो थे 18 स्टोर्स में से, वो मैक्सिमम स्टोर से ऑलमोस्ट 3 to 6 months पुराने हो चुके थे, तो यहाँ से भी जो बेटर क्वार्टर गेट बेटर रिजल्ट फ्रॉम दीज न्यूली ओपन्ड स्टोर्स आल्सो। सो यूपी वी आर डन फेयरली वेरी वेल इन Q1, और आई डोंट थिंक एनी रीजन कि उसमें अच्छा नहीं आएगा, लेकिन बट वील हैव टू वेट फॉर लेट अस से 1-2 quarters फॉर दैट।
Got it. Do you think, Sinha sir, 25 store हम लोग यही साल यूपी में भी खोल सकते हैं? Because you always speak about clustered approach. And अगर cluster बनाना है तो 15-20 store तो बहुत जोर से जल्दी खोलना पड़ेगा वहाँ पे।
हाँ, तो मतलब वेरी मच 15 to 20 स्टोर यू विल डेफिनेटली गेट बिफोर एंड ऑफ दिस फिस्कल।
Wow, got it, sir. My best wishes, Sinha ji. Keep executing. Super. Well done.
I said, I mean, total 25 stores in UP will do.
Got it. So, 5, अपना 5 already खुल गया और 20 खुल जाएगा UP.
8 we have already opened. And another 6-7 is in WIP. So I think it will be possible for us by end of this financial year, we'll be opening 25. We'll have 25 stores in Eastern UP.
Got it. Sinha ji, aap thoda conservative rehte ho, isliye main aapko bol raha hu. 140 is a conservative target or ye pakka apna normal wala target hai?
Nahi, ye to stretched wala target hai.
My best wishes, Sinha ji. Thank you so much for, you've done well for us. Thank you so much, Sinha ji.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Alisha Mahavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. Sir, just circling back on SSG, you are saying that a store matures in 3 years. And the SSG growth that we're currently seeing, 28%, this is all, right? This is not only for mature stores that we're giving that have completed 3 years.
No. I've never said that. In fact, 28% came from those stores which were operating last year also. And that addition was from the new stores.
So can we break this number down into how much is the new store going at and how much are the mature stores that have done 12 to 7?
I can give you this figure. That if you take 28% as SSG growth, the rest around 19% has come from the new stores. Growth of 46% is overall growth. So 16 and plus 2, 18% has come from newer stores.
Right. So that I understand. What I'm asking is, of this 28%, if you can give a breakup of how much have completed 3 years, what is their growth rate, and if 1 to 3 years wala hai, what are they growing at?
No, this figure I may not be give you on hand.
Okay, no problem. So, and so just a little bit on the competitive intensity, and you have touched upon this, and we understand that Bihar is very under-penetrated, but if you know, this is the kind of SSG growth we're doing and, you know, the power situation is easing up, the disposable income is increasing. Are we seeing more focused strategies from other organized players, or are we witnessing slightly more competitive intensity in the newer geography of UP? Because the opportunity exists, you know, looking at your growth, I'm sure other people are also realizing.
A lot of people, it's not that competition is not there. I never said that competition is not there. Competition from modern trade partners are there, like Reliance Retail, Reliance Digital, Croma is there at several locations, and a few, in fact, few small retail chains are there. Great Eastern from Kolkata, they are also present in Bihar, Patna, Bihar, and in Jharkhand. and a big retail chain of some Value Plus is also there. But I don't think that any retail chain like ours is expanding anywhere like us.
As these players also become aggressive in our home markets, do you see that as a risk to our gross margins, which currently are expanding very nicely?
We have never faced. In fact, we are not new here. They have been operating since last 8-10 years. I don't think there is any fear of any competition or erosion of margin or anything. And these are negotiated with OEMs in such a way that you retain those margins.
Understood. And just last question, are we in UP also we're getting these kind of gross margins from OEMs? What we're currently doing in Bihar and Jharkhand?
These are some marketing strategies. There are so many marketing strategies which you put in the place. So first of all, whenever you go to a new area, then these are marketing strategies, how you place, how you in fact place your product price-wise, category-wise. There are so many things. In many places, they don't have all the brands, whereas we are having all the brands. So these are the competitive advantage which Aditya Vision is having vis-a-vis any other competitor.
So these gross margins are sustainable even as we grow in UP?
Yeah, definitely it is sustainable. In fact, if we compare from last Q1 to this Q1, our gross margin has gone up slightly. It has gone up.
Yes. Okay. So, and any impact that we are witnessing on our growth, because this year we are going to have an extended Shravan after very, very long. So are we expecting that to impact our growth over the next 1 or 2 quarters?
Impact our growth? Why do you apprehend this?
Sorry?
Why should it impact our growth?
I was under the belief that maybe some of the demand for consumer durables may take a backseat during this period, and hence I thought I'll have it validated.
No. I've been saying all along that there is a very high demand for these products in this area, and I don't think that it is going to be impacted. In fact, if you have a good monsoon, then obviously your Q3 will be very good. Then your festive season will become very good after a good monsoon. Your another extends to even Q4, good monsoon. So I think things are going on pretty well, except for what disturbance we got in April and May. I don't think there is any other problem.
Okay, that's it. Okay. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Anshuman Srivastav, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
Anshuman, go ahead.
Yes, Kapitra, namaste, sir, and congrats for the results. There are 4 questions. कि हम लोग बिहार झारखंड और यूपी से बाहर किसी स्टेट में कब खोलने वाले हैं दुकान. दूसरा कि मैनेजमेंट के एक्सपीरियंस में ऑनलाइन या ऑफलाइन मार्केटिंग जो है उसमें से ज्यादा इफेक्टिव कौन सा होता है और ऑनलाइन वाले मार्केटिंग में हम लोग क्या क्या कर रहे हैं. तीसरा कि हमारा मार्केट शेयर कैसा होल्ड कर रहा है. और चौथा कि सर पिछले 3 साल में देखें कि डिविडेंड जो पे आउट है वो गिरते जा रहा है हमारा, तो डिविडेंड पे आउट रेशियो जो है वो इस साल क्या रहेगा.
पहला आपका जो क्वेश्चन है वो बता दूं पहले कि वो हम लोग इसके बाद छत्तीसगढ़ टारगेट करेंगे आफ्टर यूपी ही बहुत बड़ा मार्केट है. आप मतलब उसका पॉपुलेशन बिहार के बराबर करीब तकरीबन है, ईस्टर्न यूपी का ही सर जो हम लोग टारगेट कर रहे हैं जिस एरिया को हम लोग, तो वो काफी बड़ा एरिया है. वहाँ पे बहुत बड़ा अपॉर्चुनिटी हमको लगता है. बिहार की तरह का अपॉर्चुनिटी हम लोगों को लग रहा है, तो हम लोग उसको टारगेट करेंगे. छत्तीसगढ़ भी टारगेट करेंगे जो कि हिंदी बेल्ट है, और बिहार और झारखंड से नजदीक भी है, काफी सिमिलैरिटी वहाँ भी है. और आपको पहले भी मैंने बताया है कि वो हम लोग बंगाल के बॉर्डर जो बिहार के साथ लगता है और जो झारखंड के साथ लगता है, वैसे वहाँ पे कुछ कुछ बड़े अच्छे टाउन सब हैं, वहाँ पे हम लोग जरूर जाएंगे, बट मे बी आफ्टर गोइंग टू छत्तीसगढ़ के बाद। तो यही अपना स्ट्रेटजी रहेगा, उसके बाद मध्य प्रदेश रहेगा, हमारा तो एंटायर हिंदी हार्टलैंड का स्टोर ही आदित्य विजन हिंदी हार्टलैंड का है, इसलिए वहां तक हम लोग जाएंगे। जहाँ तक ऑनलाइन और ऑफलाइन का ये है, ये मिक्स होता है, जब आप एडवर्टीजमेंट करते हैं, मार्केटिंग करते हैं तो, और ऑनलाइन में ऑब्वियसली आपके पास सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म्स है, डिजिटल कैंपेनिंग होता है, हम लोग ये टीवी पे भी हम लोग हैं, इन्फ्लुएंसर्स होते हैं, उन लोग को हम लोग हायर करते हैं, तो ये सब ऑनलाइन रहता है। और ऑफलाइन में हम लोग का जो प्रिंट मीडिया है वो हम लोग भी टारगेट हिंदी हार्टलैंड है, भी टारगेट हिंदी न्यूज़पेपर्स इन ये फॉर द मासेस, तो झारखंड हो, यूपी हो, बिहार हो, ये पेपर सब कॉमन ही रहता है, तो हम लोग को कॉमन पैकेज मिल जाता है, तो हम लोग उधर उसको उस तरह से मार्केटिंग करते हैं। और फिर आपने पूछा है मार्केट से भी पूछा है क्या आपने?
यस सर,
बिहार का मार्केट शेयर फिर से एक बार रिपीट करें।
मार्केट शेयर गेन हुआ है या होल्ड कर रहा है, कैसा रह रहा है?
नहीं नहीं, वी हैव बीन गेनिंग मार्केट शेयर। मार्केट शेयर तो अभी जीएसके का फिगर से ही पता चलता है, तो अभी लेटेस्ट फिगर जब आएगा तो पता चलेगा, बट वी थिंक दैट जो मैन्युफैक्चरर्स है उनके थ्रू जो हम लोग को मिलता है फीडबैक, उस फीडबैक में हम लोगों ने मार्केट शेयर को और भी कंसोलिडेट किया और गेन किया।
Okay.
और फिर आपका फोर्थ पॉइंट डिविडेंड के आउट का, तो आपकी कंपनी इतना तेजी से एग्रेसिवली आपकी कंपनी कर रही है ये एक्सपेंशन, तो उसको कैश कंजर्व करने की भी जरूरत है, बिकॉज मतलब कैपेक्स में पैसा लग रहा है, वर्किंग कैपिटल में पैसा लग रहा है, डेट पे भी ध्यान रखना है। आप देख ही रहे हैं, आपके लोग के एनालिस्ट लोग सब गुस्सा करते हैं कि वे डेट क्यों ले रहे हैं, और हम लोग कोई कैपिटल रेज भी नहीं कर रहे हैं, तो जब कैपिटल रेज भी नहीं करेंगे तो कुछ अपना इंटरनल अक्रूअल को तो ठीक से रखना ही पड़ेगा, और गोइंग फॉरवर्ड जब कुछ जब एक्सपेंशन कुछ स्लो होगा तो फिर डिविडेंड क्या उस पर ज्यादा ध्यान रखेंगे हम लोग।
ओके सर, ठीक है सर। तो छत्तीसगढ़ में सिर्फ इसी साल जा रहे हैं या अगले साल?
नहीं, अभी हम लोग छत्तीसगढ़ को इस साल तो बिल्कुल ही नहीं जा रहे, लेकिन अगले साल उम्मीद है कि जाएंगे।
ओके सर, ठीक है, थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू।
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Akshat Mehta from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead, Akshat.
Thank you, sir. Again, I just wanted to ask you कि जो हमारी inventory levels है channel में, वो generally हमारे versus competition की का comparison इसमें बता सकते हैं कि इन्वेंट्री जो चैनल में रहती है कंपेरेटिवली हमारी वर्सेस कंपटीशन का कैसे रहते हैं एंड उसका इम्प्रूवमेंट क्या होगा?
इन्वेंट्री के बारे में पूछ रहे हैं आप?
हाँ,
देखिए
इन्वेंट्री जो रहता है
अक्षर जी, देखिए यही है, हर कंपनी का अपना पॉलिसी होगा। इस जैसे आप जब कोई बिजनेस कर रहे हैं तो एग्जैक्टली आप कॉपी ये बुकिस नहीं रह सकते हैं, मतलब इन्वेंटरी के मैटर में। और बिजनेस यू हैव टू बी वेरी वेरी क्विक एंड टेक अ फास्ट डिसीजन रिगार्डिंग, मतलब कितना आपके पास इन्वेंटरी किस वक्त होना चाहिए और किस वैल्यू में उसको आप ले रहे हैं। तो दीज आर द ये फैक्टर्स विच इन्फ्लुएंस अस फॉर इन्वेंट्री। तो ये कंपनी टू कंपनी पॉलिसी डिफरेंट रहेगी, इसीलिए कंपनी टू कंपनी मार्जिन डिफरेंट हो जाते हैं। और द रीजन बीइंग कि इन्वेंट्री मैनेजमेंट करने की जगह अगर हम ऑप्टिमाइजेशन ऑफ इन्वेंट्री करें तो वो हम लोग का ज्यादा पॉलिसी रहता है आदित्य विजन का।
अच्छा सर, बट ये साल की वैसे ही रखने की इच्छा है इन्वेंट्री
ऑलरेडी हम लोग को नीचे आ चुका है, मतलब इस क्वार्टर में 33 करोड़ से नीचे आ गया है इन्वेंट्री, तो वो बहुत अच्छा, इनफैक्ट इतना अच्छा रिजल्ट इसीलिए पॉसिबल था कि क्योंकि हम लोग काफी हाई इन्वेंट्री ऑफ कंप्रेसर प्रोडक्ट्स में थे, जो आगे चलकर के काफी डिफिकल्टी हो जाती है प्रिफर करना, मतलब स्टॉक आउट बहुत इजिली हो जाता है।
ठीक है सर, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू।
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Avinash Bhaskar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question is first to understand what is Aditya Vision's positioning? So why do people or customers buy from us? Is it like because it's the lowest cost or is it for better service or more like trust that has been built over years? So just want to understand that.
It is all mix of all whatever you have said. In fact, it is all mix of these things. Our like over years, people trust us. Our logo tagline is "Sambandh Bharose Ka." Our endeavor, right from top to bottom, is that we have to keep our customers happy. We offer them extensive customer service help desk, which is totally dedicated to customers. And we facilitate service from manufacturers to our customers. So there are so many things. Otherwise, also we have got certain loyalty programs which are very popular. And more so, but your staff is so dedicated that they are giving good experience to customers all around wherever we are going.
Got it. So, sir, in terms of pricing, would you tell that, let's say, in the Bihar market, would we be like the lowest cost provider of AC or it is probably not like that?
Whatever we are of course very competitive. Then only we are growing such pace. They are very competitive.
Okay, got it, sir. And just one more, trying to understand the basic question. Your gross margin has gone up steadily from 7% to 15%, right? So is that a function of, you know, better procurement because of scale or is it like premiumization or something else? Just for me to understand.
I have been telling this question. In fact, whenever you reach a threshold of sale, your margins will definitely go up by the manufacturer. And I hope you are understanding it. Certain, when let us say we are a 100 crore company, our margins will be different. When we are 500 crore, it will be totally different. We are 1,000 crore, it will be again different. And so, in fact, gross margin will keep on increasing in line with your expenses. Because when you are expanding, you are taking those brands to even smaller towns, cities and all that. So they compensate you for that also. So this is the reason.
Got it, sir. And just one last question, if I may. Before your store comes, right, what is the profile of the customer? Is it like their first ever time an AC is being installed in their house? Those are the kind of customers who are the maximum. And let's say before Aditya Vision enters in their life, where do they buy it from any other place? What is like their competitor or whom do they buy it from before you guys come in?
We are quite old by that way. We have been operating since 1999. So we find that most of the showrooms are closed now, which were running at that time. So we can have, if you'll ask me if you can name any store which is older than you, then there is only one store in Patna, only one store. And so people are, obviously, they are repeat customers are very much, that is the reason sale is growing so much. The repeat customer will be roughly around 70% customers will be repeat customers, 30% of customers will be new customers. And wherever we are going, opening our branch at newer places, that customer is totally new to us, additions.
Got it. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Yashovardhan Sinha for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We trust that we have addressed all your inquiries to your satisfaction. If you have any remaining unanswered questions, please don't hesitate to contact our investor relations agency, Go India Advisors. They will be more than happy to assist you further. Thank you so very much and look forward to meet you again. Thank you and bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Nuvama Group, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.